Genesis chapter 20. When Abraham moved on from there to the land of the south, he dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. And Abraham said about Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent servants, and he took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream at night and said to him, "Look, you are as good as dead on account of the woman whom you have taken, for she is married to a husband." But Abimelech had not come near to her, and he said, "Lord, will you kill a people even if it is righteous? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she herself also said, 'He is my brother.' I did this in the integrity of my heart and in the innocence of my hands." At this God said to him in a dream, "I too know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. So I, my very self, restrained you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. So now return the man's wife to him, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not return her, know that you will certainly die, along with everyone who is yours." Then Abimelech got up early in the morning, and called all his servants, and related all these things in their audience, and the men became very fearful. And Abimelech called for Abraham, and said to him, "What have you done to us? And in what way have I sinned against you, that you should bring a great punishment for sin on me and my kingdom? You have done things to me which ought not to be done." Then Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you have in view when you did this thing?" And Abraham said, "It is because I said to myself, 'There is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. And she really is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife.' And it came to pass, when God made me move out of my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is a favour for you, which you will do for me. In every place to which we go, say of me, "He is my brother."'" Then Abimelech took sheep and cattle and menservants and maidservants and gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah his wife to him. And Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before you. Dwell where it is good in your sight." And to Sarah he said, "Look, I have given 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother. Look, he is a covering of the eyes to all who are with you and with everyone." And so she was thoroughly reproved. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed the breach with Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they gave birth. For the Lord had utterly shut up every womb in the house of Abimelech because of the case of Sarah, the wife of Abraham.